why, unlike other white-collar criminals, does he deserve to get a life sentence?
And now, by giving him a sentence that has absolutely no relation to the truth, they've reopened the wounds. They've divided us again.
Why does Shalom need to be treated differently than any other person in the United States of America?
One people with one solution, going through the stains of time. Problem we have unanswered. Does he deserve to pay for these crimes? Who has the right and who deserves to fight for their lives? Been a long time, been a long year. Must stand up and fight for Shalom. Storm the place, over eccentric with their guns and their planes, giving life sentence to Shalom's name, all because he stayed behind to take the blame. But before I continue with this terrible story, let me bring you back in time. Been a long time, been a long year. Must stand up and fight for Shalom. Been a long time, been a long year. We can't stay quiet any longer. He could afford to buy almost anything, so modestly. He used his own money to support the needy and open schools around the world. Been a long time, been a long year. Must stand up and fight for Shalom.
One of the largest car companies in the world. Blatant disregard for all these mechanical failures, which puts dozens of people, innocent people, in the ground. And what does he get for all these crimes? Just a little fine?
I don't want to talk about this CEO. I wanna remind you of what we're fighting for.
Been a long time, been a long year. Must stand up and fight for Shalom. Been a long time, been a long year.
We can't stay quiet any longer. We can't stay quiet any longer. We can't stay quiet any longer.
We can't stay quiet any longer.